Welcome to See Here, a new topical affairs program talking about the big issues which really affect our country and people today. Tonight's program is presented by Siobhan Mead, a leading disabled journalist and human rights campaigner with many years of experience, and Kevin Vaughan, a former political advisor in the Conservative Party. Tonight's issue that we'll be talking about is Scottish independence, an issue that has gripped our nation since Alex Salmond, the First Minister of the Scottish Executive, announced that his government in the Scottish Parliament would put a referendum to the people of Scotland on whether they wanted to become independent from the United Kingdom, changing over 300 years of history.
And do you think that's the right way for us to go, or for Scotland to go? Do you think that's the right decision that they should make?
I think it's a very complex issue, Siobhan. I think there are a number of factors at play here. I think one is the lack of autonomy historically the Scottish have had over their own affairs, and the fact that they feel that they've had a raw deal from the Westminster government at times, in particular during the reign. I think it's been come to recognise, now recognised as an appropriate term to call it, the reign of Margaret Thatcher. When they had the poll tax, the community charge, introduced a year earlier than the rest of the UK. Certainly Scotland felt very hard done by the policies of the 1980s. But to be fair, the Labour administration under Tony Blair gave Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland a substantial amount of control over their own affairs through devolution. The Scottish now have their own parliament. They have control over all aspects of social policy, over spending plans. I don't believe, or they haven't been able to raise their own taxes. I think that may have changed recently. They may have some limited powers to raise taxes. I think on the whole, it would be a very, very bad thing for this country. And actually, I think it would be a very bad thing for Scotland. I think it would be very bad economically. I think it would be very bad from a defence perspective.
If they went alone and became an independent country, is that what you're saying?
I think
if they split off from England and Wales, do you think it could potentially be dangerous for them to divide?
I think they need to look at the real politique of geopolitics in the globalised world, and actually, rather than increasing the number of political and fiscal unions around the world into even smaller units and sovereign states, the trend seems to be actually going in a completely opposite direction. It seems to be states coming together to form fiscal and political unions. Because in this increasingly age of globalisation, multimedia communications, 24-hour financial transactions, countries and organisations seem to have more influence the larger they are. United States, Russia, China. That is one of the things, one of the fundamental aspects that drives the European Union forward. The fact that the countries of the European Union see themselves as too small and insignificant on their own to really have an influential place in the world, But together, as the European Union...
you make more of an influence, is that what you're saying?
More of an influence. So actually, I think Scotland will diminish their place in the world by becoming independent.
An independent country.
I think, as has already been mentioned by some commentators, there may be some naivety on the part of a Scottish executive in terms of their view on the economic impact of North Sea gas and oil, in terms of providing the country with an income, with an sort of economic base. That is not a long-term solution to provide Scotland with a strong economic base. And the fact is that the Scottish economy is weak in certain areas and is complemented by the rest of the UK. It gives it a much stronger economic position. And actually, especially since the time of devolution, and I can see that there is an argument for pre-devolution, but post-devolution, Scotland has been a net beneficiary of the settlement with the Westminster government. They have got more back than they have contributed. So they have done well from devolution financially, and that enabled the Scottish Nationalist Party, whilst in government, running a Scottish executive, to pursue a number of policies like free care for the elderly and university tuition fees.
But isn't that subsidised by the taxpayer here?
It is subsidised. It is subsidised by the taxpayer here. And actually, as much as many of the things that the Scottish Executive have done have been laudable, the longer the Scottish Executive of the SNP have been in power at the Scottish Executive, they have found that many of their policies are actually unaffordable, that they do not have the economic means to maintain those policies in the long term. And actually, what we've seen Alex Salmond and his team do over the last couple of years is to scale back many of these very generous policies around free prescriptions, free care and tuition fees, because they simply cannot afford it, and they aren't going to be in a much better position if they're independent. And I think there would be an awful lot of legal wrangling over the ownership of the North Sea oil and gas. And there also seems to be at the moment a lot of excitement and a lot of expectation in terms of the economic benefits that the shale gas, drilling for shale gas, might bring. But at the moment, shale gas is in its infancy. We don't really know how well it can be extracted and whether that would be sustainable even in the medium term. So I think that the danger of the SNP's position is that it is, they are taking a gamble. They are taking a gamble, and it is fueled by dogmatic ideology. And I think dogmatic ideology can be a dangerous thing.
So do you think if Scotland are able to go it alone and, you know, are an independent country and they get the vote to go independently, and do you think that the UK will suffer? Do you think Wales will suffer the long-term effects of Scotland going alone? Do you think there'll be pressure on the UK and Scotland to join the euro and that sort of thing? Is there an issue that you can foresee if Scotland do manage to get this form of independence?
Well, the SNP have been quite glib about the issue around their an independent Scotland's relationship with the European Union. The European Union have been sending out rather lukewarm messages to Scotland, and that there was a suggestion that Scotland would have to reapply for membership as a new member and go through the process, which could take years. If Scotland was, well, obviously UKIP think that we shouldn't be a member of the EU, but I think a sudden exit from the European Union, whether you believe the European Union is a good thing or not, would be very economically damaging for Scotland, because it would be done in a rather hasty way, with very little planning, it seems to me. And the cost of Scotland going through the membership process for a number of years with the European Union would be very expensive and costly to the Scottish taxpayer. And is that really a good use of funds? Is it right that the Scottish taxpayer should be saddled with an enormous amount of additional cost?
And potential debt.
That's another good point that just seems to be overlooked here, because Scotland is right to talk about its proud history, and it talks about the rights of its people, but it doesn't talk about the responsibilities of its people. And one of those responsibilities, and it seems to me this has not been an issue that has been addressed, is the Royal Bank of Scotland. The Royal Bank of Scotland cost this country hundreds of billions of pounds in taxpayers' money bailing it out. It was on the verge of collapse. It had I'm not sure what you call it, but it's essentially what the Royal Bank of Scotland had on their books in terms of loans and sort of assets was actually something like three times the size of the UK GDP. And when a bank gets itself into a position where it's more committed than an entire nation's finances, something has gone terribly wrong. And I believe we bailed the Royal Bank of Scotland out, and subsequent right, and I'm including not just the capital that was given to them in 2008, but all the write-offs that have happened since in terms of all the bad debts. The UK taxpayer has essentially funded over £100 billion worth of bad debts and incompetence of the Royal Bank of Scotland. Now, what's the status of the Royal Bank of Scotland in an independent Scotland? Does Scotland take on those debts? Should the Scottish government repay Westminster government for the money that it used to bail out the Royal Bank of Scotland? I think it is an important issue. And I think that's part of the reason, actually, why Alex Salmond and the SNP are so keen to keep a fiscal union. Because there are so many difficult questions about finances and the economic aspects that it suits the Scottish nationalists to say, we'll keep the fiscal union, but we'll break a political union. But actually, as in Europe, as we've seen the euro, as we've seen the whole European project, political union and fiscal union very often come hand in hand. And it is very difficult sometimes to have one without the other.
Indeed. Well, thanks very much for your views and opinions and your expertise on the matter, Kevin. It's really been interesting to hear what you've had to say, and please do get involved in the new Hear Hear programme produced and presented by Sean Dilley. That's hashtag Hear Hear, spelt H-E-A-R. Please do get involved. It's a fantastic initiative thought up by Sean Dilley, and please go and support and push this great feature that is now on Audioboo. So please do look out for the next edition for Hear Hear.